this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has called the timing of an FBI announcement it is assessing new evidence in her email case unprecedented and deeply troubling. At a campaign appearance in Daytona Beach, Florida, Saturday, Clinton told her supporters it's pretty strange to put something like that out with such little information right before the election.
Voters deserve to get full and complete facts. And so we've called on Director Comey to explain everything right away, put it all out on the table, right?
FBI Director James Comey said in a letter to lawmakers Friday that new emails have surfaced that are related to Clinton's use of a private server while she was Secretary of State. The FBI director did not disclose how many emails were discovered or whether they contained classified information. Clinton has said she used the private server rather than a more secure government machine because it was more convenient. In July, the FBI said she had been careless but could not be convicted of any criminal activity. Meanwhile, Republican nominee Donald Trump told his supporters that Hillary Clinton is corrupt and it's corrosive to the soul of the nation. In separate speeches in Colorado and Arizona, Trump said that Clinton set up her private email server with no concern for the good of the country.
Hillary has nobody but herself to blame for her mounting legal difficulties. Her criminal action was willful, deliberate, intentional, and purposeful.
Trump vowed that on November 8th, things are going to change. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces advanced into a town south of Mosul Saturday as an Iraqi Shiite militia joined an offensive by opening up a new front to the west. Iraqi troops approaching Mosul from the south advanced into Shura after a wave of U.S.-led airstrikes and artillery shelling against militant positions inside the town. Commanders said most Islamic State fighters withdrew earlier this week, using civilians as human shields. However, U.S. airstrikes disrupted the forced march, helping some civilians to escape. Iraqi soldiers and Kurdish forces known as Peshmerga are advancing on Mosul from the south, east, and north, capturing villages and disarming Islamic State booby traps. Syrian government forces and their allies launched a counteroffensive Saturday under the cover of airstrikes, trying to regain control of areas they lost to insurgents Friday in the northern city of Aleppo. The government had reported it pushed back a large attack on the south and west of the city. However, the rebels and the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group said insurgents had taken control of an entire suburb in the southwestern part of the city. Syrian rebels continued their efforts Saturday to shake Aleppo from the government siege. The United States has ordered family members of the U.S. consulate staff in Istanbul to leave the country because of the threat from extremist groups. The State Department said the evacuation order announced Saturday was based on intelligence showing extremist groups are continuing aggressive efforts to attack U.S. citizens in areas of Istanbul where they reside or frequent. No specific threats were listed. Officials said that the U.S. consulate in Istanbul will remain open and fully staffed despite the evacuations. The order is limited to Istanbul and does not apply to other U.S. diplomatic posts in Turkey. Three crew members from the International Space Station are scheduled to depart the orbital outpost early Sunday morning. Expedition 49 commander Anatoly Ivanishin of the Russian space agency Roscosmos and flight engineers Kate Rubens of NASA and Takuya Onishi of the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency will undock their Soyuz spacecraft early Sunday morning. They're expected to land in Kazakhstan after 3.5 hours. Their return trip will wrap up 115 days in space since their mission was launched last July. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.